Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're discussing the topic, adultery. A pastor in Colorado leaves his wife for another woman after almost 20 years of supposedly happy marriage. A Christian school teacher in California likewise leaves his wife and family after justifying his actions by saying, "I haven't been happy being married to you, so it must not be God's will for us to be married." A pastor of a medium-sized church in South Carolina leaves his wife to marry the church secretary. These are just a few examples of situations that I've been acquainted with in my years in the ministry, but these should be enough to show that adultery is a problem in Christianity. If people in full-time Christian work give in to Satan's temptations in the area, how much more are the average Christians guilty of doing the same? But this does not change the fact that God's standard for marriage looks upon adultery as sin. In speaking of the adulteress, Proverbs 5:8 warns the young man, "Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house." Proverbs 7:25 adds the warning, "Let not thine heart decline to her ways, go not astray in her paths." In other words, these passages tell us to avoid places where the adulteress is present and to avoid thinking about the temptation. God does not want his children to give any place at all to the temptation of adultery. To show the man how evil the adulteress is, God characterizes her with several vivid descriptions in the book of Proverbs. In the first place, the adulteress personifies foolishness in Proverbs 9:13. The picture is made even stronger by the contrast with wisdom in chapter 8. Both wisdom and foolishness invite passers-by to turn in and partake of their fruit. But while wisdom offers the banquet of unending spiritual understanding, foolishness offers only the meager feast of temporal sensual pleasure. A second picture of the adulteress occurs in Proverbs 30 and verse 20, where the Bible describes her as morally insensitive. "Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness." So seared with evil actions is her conscience that she sees nothing wrong with her adulterous work. A third portrait of her character can be seen in Proverbs 2, where verse 17 depicts her as an unfaithful woman. She forsakes the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. The guide of her youth is her husband, the one who gave himself to her when she was young, trusting that she would remain true to him as she grew older. But instead, she became unfaithful, tempting another man to forsake his marriage vows by entering into a physical union with her. Even worse, this unfaithful woman is not true to her God. At marriage, she had entered into a sacred covenant with God, but now she turns away from that covenant, recklessly breaking it without concern that she one day will give an account of her evil actions to the judge of all the earth. It is no wonder that God consistently warns men against yielding to the temptations of the adulteress. She is foolish, she is morally insensitive, and she is unfaithful. The picture is carefully drawn of a woman who destroys the man by her evil temptations. For this reason, men need to beware of the sin of adultery. I'm speaking to some today who face this sin right now. Perhaps it's a woman at work. Perhaps it's a neighbor. Perhaps it's a casual encounter on a business trip. But wherever the temptation occurs, look at it as God looks at it. A relationship with a woman whose character can destroy you. Purpose in your heart that you're going to be faithful to your wife, and in so doing, faithful to the God who has redeemed you from your sins.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.